So anyway, let's go back to your calls, and we'll talk to Doug, who's in Atlanta. Hi, Doug. Are you now, or have you ever been a member of the Federalist Society? Doug can't answer. Oh, good, he's here.
Right, Ellie, you here?
Yes, I thought maybe you were waiting to see if you should take the Fifth.
Yeah, let's jump to that. We'll book my Fifth Amendment rights against self-incrimination.
Yeah, apparently. Apparently it's a criminal offense. What's on your mind?
I got a double standard at CNN here. During the 2004 election, they would have a segment occasionally to debunk some of the things that the candidates were saying.
Right.
One of the places they would go for fact-checking was, in fact, factcheck.org.
Yes.
Excellent point.
They use that as their, you know, one of their classic places to get the truth, and now they're holding their hands over their ears going, la, 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 I can't hear factcheck.org anymore.
Yes, yes.
That's a nice convenient little swap of...
You are a careful and a shrewd watcher of CNN, Doug. You are absolutely right about that.
Well,
now that you mention it...
Actually, I heard that from someone else. I don't watch CNN much.
Who can blame you?
Right.
So, well, there you go.
All right. Well, Doug, thanks so much for the call. We really appreciate
it. But I do remember those sort of truth segments, hits that CNN was doing. And I thought that was perfectly fair.
And before that, they had Brooks Jackson, who used to do that, an on-air journalist. And that was his goal in life, or his role on the station at least, to make sure that all ads put out by both sides were thoroughly vetted for accuracy, presumably because CNN values the truth, but perhaps not so much, huh?
No.